Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas, Behar B'chukaisai, and we watch with excitement as Chag HaShavuos is coming ever closer. In Parshas Behar, we have of course the mitzvah of Yovel. Yovel is a year, just like Shemitah is a year. Yet, Pasuk says clearly that when Yovel comes, V'havarta shayfar trua b'chaydesh ha-shvi'i b'asal ha-chaydesh b'yem ha-kippurim t'aviru shayfar b'chal ha-artzachem. It's somehow the Kedusha of Shemitah, of Yovel rather, is related to Yom HaKippurim. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that the Avodim, although they stopped working on Rosh Hashanah, they didn't actually go free until Yom HaKippurim. What a strange thing it is. Why? The Maral says on this, G'dayla tshuva shemekareves as ha-ge'ula. It's coming to tell us that Yom HaKippurim, the Yom HaTshuva, is related to ge'ula, to going free, to redemption. Poshit, I guess you would learn, that it's a schar, you do tshuva, so memela you get ge'ula. And memela, that's the remez here, that the avadim go free at this point. However, that in and of itself is not really an adequate lesson as to why it should take until Yom HaKippurim. So Rav Hutner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Yom HaKippurim, Maimer Yud Aleph, explains very beautifully. A person who knows he did something wrong and behaves like most people behave would go out and apologize for what he did wrong. Try to make good to the person. It's a very normal behavior. But that's not a behavior that we would call ge'ula. We don't call that ge'ula. You're not nigal. What happened is you did something wrong and you atoned for it. Zev Rav Hutner, the idea of ge'ula is that you get back to as if you didn't do anything wrong. It's not that you did something wrong and you're trying to make up for it to a certain degree. A person who did something wrong should not let up in his tshuva and his regrets and his making amends until it's complete, until he gets back to where it was originally. The lesson of G'dayla tshuva shemekareves es ha-ge'ula is a lesson not in Yom Kippur, in tshuva. The tshuva of Yom HaKippur should be such that it brings a person back to a state of perfection. Zech Rav Hutner, that's what it means by David HaMelech, Ashrei HaGever Hu Kam Oil. Praise this David HaMelech who set up the yoke, Zu Oila Shel Tshuva, the yoke of Tshuva. David's not the first one that did Tshuva. Adam HaRishon did Tshuva. Bnei Yisrael on the Midbar did Tshuva. Shaul did Tshuva. Zech Rav Hutner, no. Adam did tshuva, but he didn't get back to Gan Eden to where he was. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar did tshuva, but they didn't get back to the level of Luchais Rishaynais. Shaul did tshuva, but he didn't return to his Malchus. It was a tshuva that's more typical of a good person. David HaMelech Hukam Oil. David HaMelech taught us it's possible to do a tshuva shemekareves es ha-geula. A level of tshuva that brings a person back to Geula, back to where he was, as if nothing had gone wrong in the first place. It's a different level of tshuva. Zok, therefore, Rav Hutner, Pshat in the Maral. The reason that Yovel is Yom Kippur is not a lesson in Geula. It's a lesson in Yom Kippur. It's a lesson in tshuva. That tshuva has to be so great, shemekareves es ha-Geula, that it brings a person back. A person should not let up until he gets to a point where he's back to where he would have wanted to be in the first place. A beautiful lesson in tshuva. That'll explain why we still blow shofar on Matzah and Kippur to remember the shofar of Yovel. Even though Yovel is once in 50 years, we blow it every year. But the shofar on Yom Kippur, on Yovel, not a lesson in Yovel. It's a lesson in Yom Kippur. It's a lesson in the level of tshuva to which a person should aspire. Let's move on to topic number two. We had a topic on Bahar, a topic on B'chukaisai, Parshas Bechukayse has, of course, the Tetechacha. Perch Ayim V'alechtem Imi Bekeri. You know that a person behaves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekeri. There are many drushes on Keri. In Paiskim, in the Taz, we find the idea Halachtem Imi Bekeri of dealing with mitzvahs of Hashem Bekeri, as if they're mikra, as if they're not ikra, as if they're tuffel. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph, in the Siv Gimel, in the Halachas of Benching, it says you're not allowed to do other things while you bench, while you make any brach. While you're benching, don't be busy clearing the table. While you're benching, don't be busy opening the mail. Dr. Taz, from the Yerushalmi, that it's because it's halachtem imi bikeri, you're dealing with Mrs. Hashem as if they're derech agav. They're not important enough to be a total focus. They're sort of a secondary focus. That's not good. You don't do other things while you bench. You don't do other things while you do mitzvahs. The Chofetz Chaim's son writes, Dugma Medarkes Ovi. He has a list of recollections from his father, which is printed in the Kol Kisvei Chofetz Chaim. And there, he writes that he once traveled with his father from town to town with a taxi, not a yellow taxi, a wagon, the wagon driver. He took the taxi, and when he got to town, he was busy with the packages, with the luggage. And as he was unloading, he paid the taximan. And the Chofetz Chaim said to his son, that's how you mekayim four mitzvahs d'oraisa, kalachar yad. When you're paying the taxi driver, you're mekayim four mitzvahs. So Rav Pam used to talk about what the four mitzvahs are, b'yayim ha'titin tzcharai, and lo yisolin, some of them we could understand. B'chazaktabai, he was an ani, had to know what the fourth one was. But at any rate, the Chofetz Chaim said, that's how you mekayim a mitzvah. Most of us don't think of paying a taxi driver as a mitzvah. It's a lack of being machshiv the mitzvah. When we do things that are mitzvahs, we should do them with an understanding of the chashivas of what we're doing. The chashivas of the mitzvah. Mitzvah shrichas kavana means you have to be aware that you're doing a mitzvah. One example of this is answering Amen, Amen Yeshmi Rabbo, or Kedusha. When you answer Kedusha or Kaddish with Minyan, the Rosh in Brachas says, Yimakayim de Deiraisa of Kiddush Hashem, V'nikdashti B'Sarech B'Dei Yisrael. A mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem B'Rabim. It's a chashuv, a mitzvah. Every mitzvah is chashuv. I mean, Kaddish Hem Shemayim B'Rabim. But we don't think of it that way. We answer Yishmei Rabba Kalachayad. Kedusha. Machshu Kedusha. It's part of Davini. It's more than part of Davini. Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. What a mitzvah. And so, a lesson in Parshas Bahar about Tshuva, a lesson in Parshas Bechukaisai about Kiddush Hashem, my third lesson of the day is in relation to our Mishmar. As you know, we have Mishmar in the come from 10 to 11, from 10:30 to 11, to 11:30, from 10 to 12. People come, except for you, you're in bed. He's going to speak at Mishmar, but there are people in who attended previously. At any rate, the 11:45 Maariv night, there is a Chabura that is Mishmar too, and that is Nach of Nach every week. He completed learning Ezra and Chagai. Tonight, they will be Ezra Hashem make a siyum on Sefer Zechariah, all 14 parakim of Zechariah Sefer. Something to which we should all aspire. I'd like to share with you a thought from Zechariah Perik Yudalid. There's a pasuk that's mentioned by Balei Machshava in many, many instances. And because the lesson is very appropriate to the Parshas HaTechacha, I'd like to share it with you. In Zechariah, the Navi talks about the coming of a day that's Hulayim v'loy laila, v'hayaleis erev yiyar. When Mashiach comes, it'll be a time that's not day and not night. And in the evening, there'll be light. The Biur Hadavar, the Hezbar Hadavar in the Maharal, is an extraordinary lesson. The Maral says, regarding Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Teferis Yisrael, where Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim begins with Gnai and ends with Shvach. The Maral has a theme, Reb Tzadik explains it often, that in Olam Hazeh, the psilas, the difficulty, always precedes the wonderful end, the wonderful goal of something good. As Reb Tzadik writes, a seed rots before it turns into a tree. A egg rots before it turns into a chicken. Things go down in order to be able to go up. For a year, night is before day, because difficulties have to be turned into success, into hatzlacha. Bumps in the road are there so that something good could be made of it. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Maral, is maskil b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach. You start with the negatives and end with the positives, because that is olam hazeh. Ki hashvach shekoydim lei hagnus hu yoseh shvach. Famous words of the Maral. Praise, which is preceded by difficulty, is truly praise. A person who was unable to walk, lo yaleinu, and then can walk, he appreciates walking. Somebody who never had an nisayon, the difficulty, he doesn't appreciate it. Hagenus causes yoseh shvach, ki hashvach shekoydim lehagenus hu yoseh shvach. Sunrise is beautiful because there's darkness during the night. This is one of the yesodos of Olam Hazeh, an Olam HaTikun, an Olam to repair, to fix things, to make things better. Zechariah tells us there will be a day, Ashehu lo yoim v'lo laila. There'll be a time when we're going to appreciate good for the sake of good. Leis erev yi'or. Mashiach's time is a time where we won't need the bad to appreciate the good. We'll appreciate the good directly. It's a Mashiach Zach. It's a Darga. It's a Madrega. It's a level to aspire to be able to appreciate the good without having to go through the bad. A Me'en Olam Hazeh, rather, a Me'en Olam Haba in this world is to be able to do that in this world. To be able in this world to appreciate the things we have before HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to threaten us, chalila, with something negative. That's why we read the Teichacha. We read the Teichacha to appreciate what we could have, what we could be, what we could do. We shouldn't need, chalila, the experiences of the Teichacha. Shmiyadei shehu lo yoyim v'laylayla. What a beautiful expression for people who are learning well past midnight. Lo yoyim v'laylayla. Don't tell me about day. Don't tell me about night. I want to be in the Beis Medrash. You're all invited to join us. Learn Perek Yudalu with us. From midnight, probably take half an hour or so, and enjoy a siyum at that hour, and Yitzah Hashem. Next week, we begin a Chagai, which is only three prakim long. You can manage three Thursday nights. Please join us at the Mishmar. You'll be the better for it. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.